You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You are on the 95BFM Breakfast Show, and on the line over in good old Australia, we've got Cameron Cairns, one of the directors, alongside Colin, of Late Night with the Devil. Fantastic, terrifying, excellent new horror film. Kia ora, Cameron, how are you this morning?
I'm well, just waking up, but I'm good. How are you, Ray?
I'm great. Thank you so much for getting up nice and early. It must be, what, 7:30 for you at the moment?
It is, yeah.
Oh, very grateful.
I'm actually an early riser, so it's just fine.
Oh, good. That's nice to hear. Hey, this is such a fantastic film, starring David Desmalchian, who is kind of one of those faces that people will know from some massive blockbusters.
Yeah.
A bit of a coup to have him in this movie. Before we get kind of into the weeds of it, I'd love you to give us a bit of a synopsis about what Late Night with the Devil's all about, because I feel like you're going to do it the right justice, and I'm worried about spoilers.
Well, we've already made the film, Rachel, so we don't need to pitch it anymore. But but here goes. So Late Night with the Devil tells the story of a late night talk show from the 1970s. A guy by the name of Jack Delroy, and he's been on the air a while, but he's always been number two to Johnny Carson. So his ratings start to take a big dive, and he decides he'll plan a show that hopefully will bring his audience back, a Halloween special that features like a mind reader, a skeptic, and a girl who may or may not be possessed by the devil. but expect all hell to literally break loose live on TV.
It's such a cool premise, I think, because everybody has a relationship to that kind of television, I think. If you've grown up over the last sort of 20 or 30 years, there is a really significant place that type of media has in the cultural psyche. Obviously, this is tapping into as well a lot of these discussions around like satanic panic, and the kind of, I guess, the role of those sort of men as a figurehead for these kind of cultural moments and spaces. What was interesting to you about using this as a kind of framework for telling a story, a horror story?
Yeah, well, you know, horror is such a great genre that you can smuggle in sort of contemporary ideas and themes. So look, you know, I think the obvious ones are just, you know, that the idea of the cult of personality and, you know, just the price we pay for fame and the lengths we go to you know, attain that fame. But I think there are other things in there as well, things that, you know, perhaps reflect, you know, the goings on in our own society these days.
Yeah.
You know, you would remember the opening montage where it opens, you know, with this sort of shocking footage of all these horrible things that happened in the 1970s, and really, you know, you could sort of transplant that narration to any decade, and you know, even this current one. So I think, you know, horror's just that. Yeah, you can have on the surface a lot of fun, and you get to scare people, and you know, take viewers on a ride. But there's also, I think if you look deeply enough, you discover some deeper meaning.
Totally. And I think what I really like about this as a film is that it gets the thing that I particularly like when horror knows how to hit the serious stuff, these kind of maybe underlying cultural ideas that you're talking about, but also get into the kind of the inherent, you know, joy of being terrified a little bit, like, you know, that kind of roller coaster ride feeling that you get when you're watching a movie like this. It is so hinged on, I think, the amazing performance that David gives as your central, you know, protagonist, antagonist, kind of complex face of this story. How did you kind of land on David as the person to be your guy for this story?
We knew obviously of David's work and all those big films, playing a smaller role, but always utterly compelling. You know,
totally.
You can take your eyes off him. So, you know, we already knew, you know, he had the acting chops, but it really was me reading this horror trade, Fangoria, and seeing that he'd written this article about regional TV horror hosts. Guys he grew up with in the 70s and 80s. Do you remember Elvira, those sorts of shows?
Yeah.
So he had this sort of fascination with those guys, and it just, I don't know, that spoke to me. It just, it sounded like this guy, you know, knew that world, was a horror fan. You know, he writes comic books, and he's just very obsessive about horror pop culture. So, you know, that just, we felt like, yeah, there was going to be a frame of reference there, that, you know, we were in simpatico and our tastes were aligned. So we felt like he was going to be, you know, the right guy for the role, but it was, you know, getting to him was another matter. But fortunately we had a producer whose name is Roy Lee, and he's got like the biggest little black book in Hollywood.
Nice.
You know, when we suggested David, he said, oh yeah, that's a great idea. And within sort of a day or two, we had the script to David and a pitch deck, and he just got it straight away. And we were Zooming, you know, a couple of days after that, and you know, it was a lock.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It feels like really does feel like the right person for that space. I read a great interview that David did with Steve Newell of Flix, where David was talking a bit about his own upbringing in quite a conservative Christian space as well, and the intersection of that with that sort of TV horror world and the, you know, satanic panic long feelers of that in America. And it's a really, I think it's such a rich territory for people's imaginations to sink into, and it's really resonated with people. You've got people like Stephen King calling themselves fans of this film. That must be a wee bit surreal for you.
Oh my god, yeah. Look, you know, we can die happy men hearing that. No, amazing. And look, there have been other comments as well from the likes of Paul Schrader and Dave Bautista tweeted about it or posted something on Insta. So, you know, getting these endorsements from these big people. Oh, look, I think the most fun one was us in LA recently going off to a session of the film, and who should be coming out but Joe Dante.
Oh my god.
The director of Gremlins and The Howling, you know, and a hero of ours, and he'd just been to see the film and loved it. So, you know, that's like the stuff of boyhood dreams.
Yeah, wow, that is pretty surreal. And I think, you know, also just your average film goer has been having a great time about this. This is one of those movies I'd heard about from some of my like deeply steeped in horror, you know, friends were like, oh, you've got to watch this film. It's got, you know, and I'm a bit of a wuss, famously, and I really loved it. And I do think that there's something about the contained world of it as well within this TV show set and space that really adds a claustrophobia to it. It's out now. I know our listeners are going to love it. People can go watch it in the cinemas here in Aotearoa. How are you kind of celebrating now that this film is starting to reach your home crowd as well in Australia?
Yeah, no, there seems to be a bit of love for it over here at the moment, which is great because, you know, we've made two features before this and, you know, I think they were decent enough films and they got well-received critically but didn't quite hit with audiences. So it's really nice, you know. I think we're still trying to process it really, but yeah, it's validation for sure. Lots of hard work went into this. It was, you know, a good 10 years in the writing and then getting it developed with our collaborators and producers. It's been a real labour of love. So, you know, to see that kind of reception is very, you know, heartwarming for sure.
Oh, totally. Very well deserved. Late Night with the Devil. It is out everywhere to go and watch in Aotearoa at the moment. Cameron Cairns, thank you so much for speaking with us. It's been a real pleasure. Congrats again on a fantastic movie.
Thanks, Rachel.
We'll see you soon. Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.